This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 26th of January, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. If it's a Friday, that means it's a Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer, and I'm expecting our guest co-host Bruno to join us as well. While we wait for them to get to the station, I've got some housekeeping and we got some local news to talk about. And then I want to throw some questions on the table about Junior John Canoe. First of all, should Junior John Canoe be held outside of the John Canoe season? Should Junior John Canoe be held on a Thursday? Is Junior John Canoe a competition? What exactly is it? We're going to get into that and more in a moment. Well, let's start the show with our Sand Dollar on the Clock giveaway live read. We're giving away sand dollars again. Every week, six listeners can win 30 digital Bahamian dollars if they get the correct answer and have a digital wallet. When you call in, give the producer your name and cell number and wallet provider. Include wallet provider and custom name in texts. Download a digital wallet right now because every Tuesday and Thursday you can be a winner. And the Sand Dollar team is headed to Acklands and Crooked Island. They are already there from the 24th to the 31st of January. Sand Dollar is the digital Bahamian dollar that you can access on your phone or any mobile device. Experience a secure, convenient, and instant way to make and receive payments with Sand Dollar. To learn how the digital Bahamian dollar can benefit you and your business, schedule a one-on-one meeting by calling 302-9880. Or send an email to sdau@centralbankbahamas.com. Experience the convenience, inclusivity, and security of Sand Dollar at Scavella's Food Store, Crooked Island, on January the 26th, that's today, and at CNC Food Store, Acklands, on January the 29th. Follow Sand Dollar on social media and visit www.sanddollar.bs for additional details. I want to say thank you to all the members of the Hannah Hasty Tynes family that made it out last night, especially those that held the road as they waited through a very long line of traffic caused by a roadblock. I want to say thank you for sticking it out. And for those who couldn't make it out, stay tuned to all of the HHT social media channels for more news about upcoming events and the upcoming 2024 family reunion. See, I got a caller on the line, producer. Let's go to the call. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Sparky.
I can hardly hear you. Very, very light.
Very light this morning.
And yeah, producer, on your end.
The producer's going to adjust the volume.
You whisper down and light the keys on there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, bring it up, bring it up, bring it up. Let's get it up. But first of all,
did you go to Junior John Canoe last night?
No, you know, in my situation right now, I'm walking with a walker, so I couldn't get there. I watched it on TV like most people who couldn't get there. It was exciting, but this is a Sports Friday, and I wanted to say, first of all, there was a general word seemed to be going around following Sparky on talk show.
Sparky, we're not talking about that this morning. We can't use the public airwaves for that. That's not its purpose. It's great that people can respond to each other. That's the purpose. Not just to respond to the host, but to respond to other callers. But we're not going to have that type of conversation on the show, Sparky. Again, the things I want to talk about, Junior Junkanoo, just for a little bit. Is it a competition? Is it an exhibition? Why is it happening outside of the Junkanoo season? Do the students get the full experience? Do the students deserve the attention of the nation, not just through the National Broadcasting Channel, but through our participation as spectators? Should it be held on a Thursday night? Do those kids need to go back to school today and participate in classes like all the other students? And what's the purpose of Junior Junkanoo? Right? I think these are things that should always be on the table. It's not a matter of denigrating the event or the people that organize it. But everything that we do requires critique. It requires us, the people, participating in real conversations about what it is, what it was, what it can be, how we can make it what we want it to be. And I think Junior Junkanoo deserves that as well as the traditional Junkanoo parades. The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. I see I got a caller coming in on the line. Let's go to that caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm trying to talk sports with you.
Sparky, you could not have been trying to talk sports, or you would have been talking sports.
Listen to me.
Sparky. I advocate for running on to be a sport, but not this morning. Okay? Please. First local story of the day. Will the facilities be ready? This April and May will be a busy time as the Bahamas playing host to a junior regional swim meet and an international athletics meet. Both are expected to be high caliber events. However, from one look at the facilities that will be hosting those events, the Betty Kelly Kenning National Aquatic Center and the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, the question remains, will they be ready in time? Both are undergoing extensive repairs. Be that as it may, Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture, Mario Boleg, remains confident that both facilities will be ready in time for the hosting of those events. The CRIFTA Aquatics Championship is set for March 29th to April 7th. The Betty Kelly Kenning National Aquatic Center. Call, I come to you right now. The country's top junior swimmers will be in action. The swimming discipline of the meet gets underway on Saturday, March the 30th. The open water swimming competition, Wednesday, April the 3rd at Goodman's Bay. And water polo will close out the championships Thursday, April the 4th to Saturday, April the 6th. And stick a pin. Let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller.
Good afternoon. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Aaron Gray.
Morning. Not
morning.
Just...
Listen, yep.
No, not yet. And I'm waiting on Sawyer the 3rd.
I don't think I left him out. Dude, you said the Carifta, I'm looking forward to that being in the Bahamas.
Now listen, you said Carifta swimming. Bigger than that. It's actually Carifta aquatics because it also includes water polo and then the open water swim competition.
All of that in one, right?
Right.
That'd be good. All of that. I'm looking forward to that. We're going for our six. You mentioned the Junior Junkanoo.
Yeah.
We are getting so dynamic, Aaron. The ad surprised me.
The ad for the event?
Yeah, I mean, the costumes, how they are. It's looking like a Senior Junkanoo.
It has that quality.
That quality.
Okay.
Man, I'm surprised. I must say hats off to our teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And hats off to the students, and I'm sure the parents help.
Yes.
I would like to see the top group combine in a Senior Junkanoo.
Or the winners in all the...
Yeah, the top winners, the top
right,
group.
They get a space to perform at the Senior Junkanoo. That's a great idea, Pumpkin.
Yeah. That was tossed about several years ago. I hope the Minister of Sports is listening. Because that group should be a part of the senior, either the New Year's or the Boxing Day.
Yeah.
Oh, man, are you watching?
I know. I had a meeting last night that went very long, but the place I was at, I was able to see one of the schools launch their team, right? Like they were getting ready to go to Bay.
Okay.
So I saw that team, that group there.
Okay.
They were,
what school is that?
St. John's.
Oh, yeah. St. John's, good government school. But I haven't seen much private school. I'm disappointed.
But listen, I saw the results, and it said that Lyford Key won one of the categories, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I expect to see more.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
More. And I haven't seen Uriah Matthew Primary there. They used to participate. The Uriah Primary teachers need to get their act together. I want Uriah to go back on to junior, to drunk, to primary division.
Right, so for the primary school division...
Uriah.
No, Woodcock Primary.
Oh, yeah, Woodcock Primary. They look good. They look good.
Yeah.
They look good. But Uriah ran it 3 times, you know.
Good stuff.
In the past.
The
Some principal made a bad decision.
Nah, don't say...
I mean, in the past.
Yeah, but don't say a bad decision. It's all kinds of logistics. All kinds of things happen that cause a teacher to move from one school to another.
No, the reason why I say that, right, I don't go into personal detail. I know personal detail.
Okay, I got
remember
you.
Remember now, that's the school name after my dad.
There you go.
So I got personal information on that. So, but I just want to see that in place. Back again.
I got you.
But our team, because you mentioned athlete.
But I got another caller on the line, Pumpkin Eater.
I want to congratulate him, though.
Okay, congratulate him.
Yeah, because he did a wonderful job. And I think he's coming for the Carista.
Okay.
Got to be a coordinator.
Yeah.
Let's promote it now.
Oh, yeah.
And I might call back.
Yeah, I got a story on that, too.
Yeah, I might call back for the Game Stone.
And Sawyer told me he's on his way. Thank you so much, Pumpkin Eater.
Yeah, I call later.
Let me get to this other caller. Good morning, caller.
A cricketer now.
Sparky.
I said cricket sport.
Sparky, man, just please, just for the moment, okay? Give it a moment, Sparky. Thank you. Let's get back to the story. Will the facilities be ready? So we know that the Carifta Aquatics Championship is going to include swimming, open water swimming, and water polo, which I affectionately call water parking. We should also be champions at that. There are 24 countries that have been invited to participate. It's also a qualifier for the 2024 Paris Olympic Games and the World Aquatics Championships, making its way back home after not being held in the Bahamas for the last 2 editions, is the World Athletics World Relays. This is set for May 4th through 5th at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Good morning, Mr. Sawyer.
Morning, my dear. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. The World Relays are back.
They are. They are indeed. Oh, yeah. It's such a good time in the Bahamas when they are here.
Yes.
It's a complete party.
Listen.
A complete party. It's great. It's a great atmosphere. Records are meant to be broken, and they definitely break during the World Relays.
Definitely. I hope you are preparing to be my relay partner for the running on competition.
I heard you this morning warming up with Sparky.
Yeah, trying not to run on.
Good morning, Sparky. How are you, brother?
Listen, Mr. Sawyer, we're going to get to some NFL news. We got a little NBA news. I was asking the people about Junior Junkanoo. Pumpkin Eater called in and said that the performance, the aesthetics, the quality of the costumes were excellent. And Pumpkin Eater had a great idea. The winners from those categories should be allowed to participate in the senior parades. Maybe not as a competition, in the competition, but as an exhibition in the senior parades so that they could have full spotlight on what it is they achieve in junior
junkanoo. And possible sponsorship moving forward.
Right, and especially because junior junkanoo is not held in the traditional junkanoo season. Not anymore, it appears.
True. And I actually agree with it not being held in the traditional junk canoe season.
Okay.
Because kids are worrying about pasting and worrying about the craftsmanship and worrying about the choreograph, dancing, and worrying about the music and getting it right. Don't we have exams to worry about, kids? Don't we have matriculation to be concerned about? That's what's most important at that point, during those formative years of life. You have your whole life to be an adult, you know. You have your whole life to go to junk canoe, you know. You know, my parents still go to junk canoe at 70 plus.
Yeah, so
you only had 18 years to be a child.
Use the 17. Christmas break after the exams.
Right.
To launch full speed into the preparation.
Exactly.
I got you.
It's the first week or two of any school, ain't that tough, ain't that serious, you know. We review in last semester.
Would it be fair to attach academics to it as well? So you have to hit a threshold.
Oh, of course.
For those Christmas exams.
Oh, of course.
To be able to participate.
Oh, of course. Of course, because look at sports in general on the tertiary level abroad, you know. Mm-hmm. And even here, because I know UBA, I think, is 2.5 minimum to be a part of any sports team.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. If not, why not?
Absolutely.
Seeing that you are preparing for the real world. Because the real world, you have to be able to balance everything.
Yeah.
You know, home life.
Community life, school life.
Community life.
Because if you're
continuing education.
Right.
You know, for those that want to do a course, this, that, and that. Family life.
Yeah.
You know, spouse life. Sweetheart life. No. I mean, not sweetheart life.
I mean, but, you know. Other family life.
Other families' lives.
A whole sport.
Right.
A whole sport. Listen. We're going to get through this local news quickly. UK announces new support for local sailing. As the year begins, the government of the Bahamas has announced plans for co-curricular sailing in schools. Co-curricular, that means you're putting it in the curriculum or it's going to be on the side of the curriculum as an extracurricular, but more than just an extracurricular, like I may be able to get credits for it.
Maybe like a clothing and textile, that kind of class.
Yeah, but listen, this story is exciting. As a fellow island nation, Britain is just a big island, the United Kingdom is pleased to support sailing in the Bahamas, especially since it's a new national sport. And this week, the British High Commission has announced it is building and donating an E-class sloop. The sloop will be used by the Bahamas National Sailing School and then eventually donated to the National Sailing Academy to help provide facilities for young sailors and help develop the national sport. It gets better. The E-class sloop is being built by Mark Knowles from Long Island, boat builder. He said he make the fastest boats on the island, and he's using a traditional method with cork from Long Island, cork trees from Long Island, his home island, and Bahamian pine for the keel of the ship.
Right, I don't even know what part of the ship that is.
The part you don't fall off.
Okay, good.
There you go. It will be built at the Nassau Yacht Club, East Bay Street, and visitors are invited to come and see it under construction from Monday to Friday, and it'll be finished in time for the National Island Family Regatta. It gets better. The British High Commission in 2023 provided scholarships for dozens of young sailors from government schools in the Bahamas to learn how to sail at the Bahamas National Sailing School summer program. And senior executives from the British Sailing Group visited the National Family Island Regatta and offered support and shared offers of twinning to any Bahamian sailing club who wanted to partner and train with British sailing clubs. Right?
And British sailing is an actual, like, league.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's no joke. Like, they're paid for that.
Right. And I mean, and sailing, you know, is big sport around the world.
Yeah.
It gets better. In 2024, the British High Commission is also exploring scholarships for young Bahamian sailors to study in British boarding schools, specializing in sailing.
Well, if not, why not? Money to be made everywhere, you know.
Yeah, and opportunities, right?
Mm-hmm.
Opportunities. And look, you go get this scholarship. And then knowing that you could come back to the LJM, the Lowell Mortimer Maritime Academy, right?
Right.
Or come back and work from your home country.
Right.
I mean, the opportunities
are endless.
Yeah.
I know what to say. Maybe you major in something else while there. Maybe you minor in something else while there. Come home and decide that you don't want to sail. Who knows? That may be a multi-million dollar
opportunity.
Career right there.
You may decide to build boats or design boats, right?
Right.
You may decide
to ship out.
To not to sail in competition, but to sail commercially and transport boats across the globe.
Uh-huh.
Opportunities. Here's a text. How do you feel about Embiid dropping 70 on them boys? I heard about that.
Yeah, man, it's a good game.
Was it Durant? I saw Durant's face. I think it was Durant when he heard that Embiid dropped 70.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's fine. You know, Giannis didn't even want to come out his game. They were playing, I think, the Pistons.
Yeah.
And then we come out his game, you know, because he was looking to score at least 60, you know, just to make sure that all the headlines wouldn't be on Embiid. That's fine. It was a great game. Embiid was on it, inside and out.
There you go. We can get to that because DeAndre Ayton is back on the court as well, and he had a good night.
12 games missing. He had a good couple of nights.
And he beat Buddy.
Yeah. But the Nuggets got beat last night by 30-plus.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get beat from the Knicks. Shout out to all the Knickerbocker fans out there.
Pistons won a game yet?
Yeah, they won a game.
They broke that 8,500 losing streak?
They set the record, then the following game, they finally won.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good
stuff. Now they're back losing again.
There you go. Let's go to this phone. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Aaron.
Good morning.
What's going on? Good morning. And good morning to Eric Sawyer, boy, Sawyer the third.
Yes,
good morning, sir.
Morning, sir. How are you, sir?
Yeah, that's why I didn't feel too bad. We getting beat by 33 after I see the world champions, the reigning world champions, get beat last night too.
Yeah.
He's a Miami fan.
Yeah.
But Triple J was out though. He wasn't in. He ain't playing. And then Brian Foote wasn't on no line. And then Tatum carrying the ball. The referee, I don't know. When the league, then look at those videotapes and see like Brian was a foot away from the line. The referees, them don't get fined or get some type of...
Of course they get fined. And they get benched for certain other big games. Like you have to referee the Piston game and show and prove your work thereafter. You know, when you miss calls. No, man, you relegated. No, you relegated to the dead games, you know,
okay.
For a while.
Now, Aaron, yes. I agree with you. Junior Junkanoo should be, like, on a weekend. And then, like, so they don't have to go to school the next day. And
me
then
too.
They can probably throw a little party for them. A little party for them, you know, for their effort and the celebration for them the next day.
Yeah, I for that.
They should have the celebration right there in Rawson Square, because if it's a Friday, right?
Follow my lead now.
If it's a Friday, you got one or two cruise ships in town, you definitely have the tourists them in town. We could have something right there on Bay Street.
And I ain't opposed to a tip jar, buddy.
Yeah, right there.
Tip jar.
Okay, now Parliament let's Street get into the big talk now. Let's get into the big talk now.
Let's get into the big talk, then. You ready? You ready?
Mr. Sawyer, I told you that 20 days off the affect Purdy and that 49ers offense.
You did.
Yeah,
you did.
But I hope you see Lamar Jackson, that 20 days, he ain't doing nothing with him. He was clicking on all cylinders.
Man, but listen to me. Shout out to his defense more than his offense. His defense gave him short fields, you know. Like, y'all is looking at the whole game. Y'all is only looking at the box score.
That's why I agree with Baltimore to win it all with that same defense.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but see what? Yeah. When our defense got warm, did the Packers only score 21 points?
Because
the Cowboys the week before let him score 48.
Yeah. But I'm impressed with that Packers O-line, though, that offensive line.
Yeah, the Packers on the way, you know. The Packers can be a team to be reckoned with in the future. They're on the way, but not this year.
The youngest team in the NFL and everyone underneath 30, because Air Jordan Love ain't get sacked once.
Listen, he almost gets sacked but five times, but, you know, I mean, the age-old rule. If Miami had an Adam's apple, she'd have been younger.
That's right. And the point, like Bosa, y'all got Bosa, and he ain't get no sack.
Yeah,
he love going places in this league, though.
He is.
But, y'all can't go in the Motor City. The Motor City going to y'all at least.
Yeah.
But y'all can't play around the Motor City like that, boy. Jared Goff. Goff got a ring, right? Ain't he win a ring with Philly in 2017?
No, sir. Carson Wentz have a ring.
My dog Carson Wentz would get hurt. And then what
Carson Wentz got injured and Nick Foles came in for him.
Yeah, Nick Foles. That's who it is. Yeah. Nick Foles. Now I'm mixing him up with Jared.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like the people them say, you gotta go to Jared for the ring. I got the ring from Jared.
But let me tell you something, Jared Goff got nightmares on our defense, son. He played in the NFC West for years, remember?
Well, for three quarters, y'all defense wasn't really y'all defense was co-aligned or Masita days up because Man, that Packers offense, Boy, that was clicking on all cylinders.
We notoriously play bad in the rain, you know. Like, look at the Cleveland game this year that we lost. That's the first.
Man, Aaron, I had my notepad opening. I said, right now, James, I said, I got red up, so your boy, and thing, man, and thing, because I can't wait till here Friday. He have to call in Monday. Man, in the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter, I had to throw my notepad in the garbage.
Yes.
Look here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jackson is playing, without a doubt, right?
He can mash up Mahomes. He can beat Mahomes.
But Mahomes
don't sleep on Mahomes, you know. Don't sleep on Mahomes. Don't sleep on Mahomes. I sleep on Mahomes last week. All right, good. I sleep on him last week. I say Josh Allen was going to get him. Okay,
well,
good.
That's good for the Bills, man. I love that for the Bills, man. I want him to get Josh Allen, man.
But, I have some new Bills family members, and I just have to say, y'all be easy on the Bills talk, okay?
Well, this Sunday, Taylor Swift and Patrick Mahomes, why do you think be there no high five and no hand signal and no hand celebration this Sunday? They could be like the Bills Mafia fans. They could be snorty right up.
Boy.
They could be crying.
Listen, the whole of the United States of America won Taylor Swift to win this game this weekend,
you ain't lying. Yeah.
They want to see Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl.
And yeah, because every stadium she's been in so far, even the Boston team said they sell out, they make more money, guess the fuck, guess come in there to watch Kelsey.
Go on.
My pick, the overall pick I gave with Lamar Jackson, man, he deserved one, man. Mahomes got two. I gave with him and then two brothers can win championship in the same year. Well, you see your boy back in the NFL too, eh, Sawyer?
Yeah, man. Jim Harbaugh. Yeah, man. He back with the Chargers. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And he inherits a very good team, you know.
Now,
right. And he's a team builder. He can build it.
Oh, yeah.
Before we transition, let me ask you one quick question.
Mm.
Why are y'all sleeping on Odell Beckham Jr.? When this whole Ravens run to the Super Bowl, nobody called his name yet. Is he the one sleeping, or we sleeping on him?
But the offense really ain't coming through him yet.
Because remember now, the last time he'd been in the playoffs before last week was the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Right.
He had two touchdowns before he tore his ACL, you know.
Yeah.
He was about to be the Super Bowl MVP.
He still has the craziest catch in the league so far. Beat that catch yet.
Yeah, man. Over them cowgirls.
Listen, thank you.
So, Sawyer, Debo Samuel C playing Sunday?
Yeah.
Because he's such a contact player.
Yeah,
I'm
not sure about the contact that he can sustain, but he can be on the field. Even if it's just a decoy, you got to respect him, because if you don't respect him and leave him open, he can still catch the ball and run out of bounds.
You also got Christian McCaffrey and Kittle's by there. That's who win that game. McCaffrey win that game for y'all, boy. And them two touchdowns what he had was crazy. Especially the first one, boy. He's looking like Barry Sanders on that first touchdown.
I might as well explain to you.
So, listen, you're going for Ravens for Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's who I gave it, man. You know what I'm saying? He done been to the Super Bowl 3 times. He got 2 rings. Man, let Lamar be in there forever. And that's probably the league MVP for this year.
Yeah.
So, let him get his ring and an MVP. And I gave it with Baltimore. I say it in the AFC.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, man, all right.
I can continue the chafing. Mr. Sawyer, 49ers made it.
We did.
Let's go to this next call quickly, and then...
bang, bang, son. Bang, bang.
Just... caller, you there? Man, caller, you was only there for 3 seconds, man. I'm sorry we miss you. Just a couple local stories.
Let's run through.
Women's National Beach Soccer Team is home. The Bahamas' 12-member Women's National Beach Soccer Team returned from the National Beach Soccer League Fort Lauderdale Pro-Am 24 over the weekend. They finished with a 2-2 win-loss record, and their coach is impressed with their improvement since the last tournament. If you were calling on 323-6232 and it seemed to hang up on you quickly, you could always try 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720. Toll-free for Family Island residents. Good morning, caller.
Aaron Grant, saw your boy.
Hey.
Kansas City in the AFC. You put 49ers on the NFC, right?
I am.
I go with the 49ers. They're going to be meeting for the Super Bowl.
Chiefs versus 49ers?
Huh?
You saying Chiefs versus 49ers?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
But overall, the Kansas City is going to win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Kansas City can win.
Remember that now. Write that down, Aaron.
I got it.
All right.
Next week on that. Sorry, boy, write that down.
I will.
Okay, Pumpkin Eater, thank you.
All right.
Let's go to the next caller. The caller's coming through right now. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. It was one of your first-time call.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I call on you, though, because guess what? I have a concern about something. I don't know what's going on with road traffic. I try to reach road traffic.
Okay, I can tell you what's going on with road traffic. They're currently relocating services to another location, right? Here's what I can tell you right off of the top of my head. Go to Fort Charlotte or go to Carmichael Road for all information.
Okay, I know that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I want to find some film and you can't reach them by phone. I can't reach them by phone. They're not answering the phone.
Because they are currently transitioning
offices.
No, no, it's not that they're very busy. It could be that some of the numbers have been transferred and they haven't moved into the new location yet.
Okay.
It's a matter of synchronizing the logistics of the transition.
Okay.
Again, if you don't have transportation, go online, go to social media, and search on Facebook and see if there's a road traffic page available there. Because they typically are quicker to communicate digitally. And then if all else fails, call the secretary to the cabinet, call that office, and ask them if they have a working number.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And they may have a cell number or something you could use.
Okay. Yeah.
I tried to reach out over and over too, boy, but can't grab a hold of their number.
Yeah, I can throw them out again. 323-6232.
All right, thanks, man. You all take care.
Yeah, man. Have a great day.
Cool.
Absolutely. So, okay, a couple quick more stories again. Not just Aiden returning after tendonitis, but he had a double-double. Blazers knock off the Rockets in overtime. Our boy is back. Another story. Edgecombe Freeman selected for McDonald's All-American Game. Bahamian High School basketball players Valdez, VJ Edgecombe, and Donovan Freeman earned spots in the prestigious 2024 McDonald's All-American Games. The announcement was made earlier in the week. They were both selected to play for the West team. The game is set to be played April 2nd in Houston, Texas. And the two are now the third and fourth Bahamians to be selected to play in the high-caliber games. The first was Harbor Island's LaShawn Higgs, and the second was current Portland Trail Blazers center DeAndre Ayton. Edgecombe is from Bimini, and Freeman, I got to find out which island you hail from. This is in the Nassau Guardian. I don't see it yet, but Freeman plays for IMG Academy out of Bradenton, Florida, and is the number 19 recruit. He also plays in the Nike EYBL Scholastic League, where he has averaged 16.7 rebounds and 1.5 steals per game in six games.
He can get a good college in art.
Yeah.
Because that's what my game is all about, you know.
Syracuse. The Syracuse University bound forward got his fifth star from ESPN.
Yeah. That's a showcase game.
And Edgecombe is going to Baylor. I got a text here that says Lions will win it all. Someone said, I just watched a part of Junior Junkanoo last night. I can be wrong, but I personally thought the young ladies would dress a little too immodestly. Remember, it's costume performance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's costume performance. It's not.
Right? Yeah. But I appreciate
gyration.
The texter's concern, not about the kids themselves, but about predators and adults who don't know how to moderate their own behavior. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate the text. Let's go to the phone line. And then I got at least one more story I just got to touch on. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Mr. Sawyer, please.
Morning.
Here is the story that I wanted to, two stories I wanted to touch on.
Who that is who called anyway?
That was Mr. Fountain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Avian Pride wins national chess title on Sunday, January the 21st in New Bahamas. National chess champion was crowned 16-year-old Avian Pride, who is also the current national junior chess champion and the Scholastic champion. Now, as the national chess champion, he is the country's first qualifier for the 45th Chess Olympiad that will be held from September 10th to 23rd in Budapest, Hungary. Pride. Remember the Golden Child with Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
Budapest.
Wow.
Pride, along with siblings Curtis Jr. and
showing your age there just now.
And sister Chica Pride, who also qualified to compete in the Bahamas Chess Federation's National Chess Championships, are trained by Elton Joseph and the BGT Chess Club. I just want to say that Chica Pride and got 2.5 points. And the champion got, I think, 5 points. Right? I want to shout out the sister in the family of chess geniuses.
Mm-hmm. If not, why not?
Yeah, congratulations to all of them. Also, Women's Basketball League is starting after 4 years. They're going to be at the...
Yeah, but I ain't going to lie. By that right there. They had a champion from 2018 or 2019 or something like that. Because COVID and then you had to get back and sponsorship. And I think it's only like 4 or 5 teams starting the league this year.
Yeah, they're going to be playing at the D.W. Davis Gymnasium. Yeah. Game starts Saturday. That's tomorrow, the 27th. Special Olympics Bahamas lays out agenda for the year. Special Olympics Bahamas experienced tremendous success in 2023. And now the nonprofit organization is looking to double down on their accomplishments in 2024. The athletes competed at the 50th Oak Tree Medical Center Carifta Games on home soil and had a grand showing at the 2023 Special Olympics Summer World Games. My expectations for Special Olympics Bahamas in 2024 are fairly simple. We want to continue to grow our program, involving more athletes and volunteers. We want to give our current group of athletes a great sporting and socializing experience, helping them to grow as individuals, also by growing our athlete base. They came back, I think, with 4 medals. They came back from Berlin Games with 4 medals. Congratulations to the whole team. Carifta qualifiers nears 20, with a handful of athletes qualifying for the 2024 Carifta Games at the 6th DTSP Wolfpack Beverly Wallace Whitfield Track Classic at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium on Saturday. The list of qualifiers has grown to about 20, and just 2 regular track and field meets into the season. The 4th Sonia Knowles Track and Field Classic, hosted by Redline Athletics, is set for this weekend, Saturday, January the 27th, and Sunday, January 28th, at the Thomas Robinson Stadium. Still, there's a little over 2 months to go before the staging of the 51st Carifta Games at the Karani James Athletic Stadium in St. George's, Grenada. First of all, I didn't realize there's only 2 months left to go. That season just whipped past us.
Just boom, just like a good win.
Right, that's that event, 51st Carifta Games, March 30th to April 1st. The local track and field calendar is loaded with meets almost every weekend leading up to the Carifta Trials, March 14th through 16th at the Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. Last year, the Bahamas fielded a full 80-member team. Local executives and coaches are hopeful for a similar number this year. According to reports, there's some concern with the BAISS track and field meet being held so close to the Carifta Trials, thereby acting as a caution to coaches to be careful with their athletes leading into the trials. Now, Sawyer.
Hey.
It's an interesting question. Is the BAISS event problematic? Do they need to move it? But is the finals only for people, the event that it conflicts with, is it only for people who want to compete in international events, right? Like, are we disadvantaging in any way athletes who just want to be athletes? They're not a part of a club. They're not running to participate necessarily internationally. They just run in to hit a time.
Mm-hmm.
Will we negatively affect local competition with this focus on, I don't know, it's a tight one.
But I mean, you damn if you do, and you damn if you don't.
Right.
Because you look bad if you don't give those people who just aspiring to run for their own personal, compete.
Yeah.
You know, because there's other sports as well, for their own personal gratification. And then if you decide that you're going to, you know, leave it open for everybody to run and compete, then you clogging up spots for people who are part of a club who trying to get somewhere on a professional level.
Right. So, and then the balance of academics, right? To what extent does the academic calendar, right, play in the setting of these meets? And how do we balance all of that? The academics, just the regular competition, and then this channel, right, from high school to university channel that we're trying to push, portal we're trying to push students
well,
through.
I hate to have to be one of those that always try to lean on the teachers at this point, but I'm going to say maybe you got to go hand in hand, parents and teachers, to understand, hey, listen, if my child have to train at 5 o'clock in the morning, right, before school,
yeah,
and my child also has to be in bed by 7 o'clock in the evening.
Right.
Right. In order to get enough rest to be able to train and then go to school. And when you go to school, you may need either special classes, special courses,
mm-hmm,
you know, so this now, and then now maybe we need to look at
a charter school, athletics academy.
That deals with these kind of things.
Right. And so classes are intensive,
but
work is limited to the school day.
Or you can pay for a teacher to have to make sure that she
homeschool,
right,
or extra tutoring,
right.
But I think maybe an academy would be the best way to go.
Yeah.
Academy, put it on a family island, build up the infrastructure, the sports infrastructure on that island.
Oh, have to be
start with athletics and maybe swimming,
mm-hmm,
right, mm-hmm, and focus the students in that that closed environment, which, like you say, specialized academic scheduling and classes.
Right.
Because up at 5, or training at 5 means you got to be up at 4.
Right, exactly.
Which means you need to be in bed by 7.
At least 7.
Yeah. But with the level of, with the quality of athletes that we're producing, I think it's worth, at the very least, a consideration.
Truth.
It's definitely worth the consideration. Let's get to some texts. I just want to make a note, producer. We're not taking any calls from Sparky. I just wanted you to hear it from me first, Sparky. Okay? Thank you. Good morning, Lady Green and Sawyer Boy. The 49ers are ready for the Super Bowl, and we are winners and not Dolphins. And you heard Junior Junkanoo.
Say it again. No, say it again.
Good morning, Lady Green.
Uh-huh.
And Sawyer Boy.
Yes.
The 49ers are ready.
Yes.
For the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
And we are winners.
Mm-hmm.
And not Dolphins. Junior Junkanoo is awesome in the Bahamas. I'm the mayor of Grand Bahama. Good morning, sir. I still love you. Ms. Green, your caller just reached the Bahamas because no government agencies answer their phones. Another text here says, Lions will win it all.
Sigh.
We may be sleeping on them.
I mean, the Lions are very good, you know. Don't get me wrong. They're very good. They have a very explosive running back that runs very violently, very, very physically. Armand St. Brown, they're running their wide receiver. He runs crossing patterns like no other, and he's not afraid to take a hit. He's never been hit by Javon Kinlaw, though.
Yeah.
He's never been hit by Fred Warner. He's never been chipped by Nick Bosa coming off the line. He's never felt these kind of blows. Now, they do have a very good running game and a very good offensive line, you know, but I have faith in my 49ers.
They got a task ahead of them.
We have a task ahead of us. Don't get me wrong.
Producer, check that phone line for me, please. Okay, I open up my papers this morning, and I see this story in the Nassau Guardian. Warriors return to game action after assistant coach's death. Condolences to the team.
Yeah, my man, I saw it. Man, you know, tears were shed, and the jerseys there, the jersey with the fella's name on the back, and you know, the spots on the court that they had, you know, demarcated, and they had decals on their jerseys, and
all right, in honor of him,
had a moment of silence, and it really wasn't too silent. Fellas was all out crying, man.
But look who's in that picture, Draymond Green.
Yeah, man, yeah, he back.
So this whole thing is it as big as people are making it?
He had to go through some anger management classes, you know. He had to go through, you know, because it's like you're playing a game. Same way how, you know, and we go to work. And you have to deal with people that really just
intent
get under
on
your skin.
But intent on antagonizing you. See,
right,
the space, I saw the play.
Right, and that's like everywhere you go. No matter what you do.
I saw where the guy touched him, mm-hmm, and how the guy touched him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Of course, Green should have maintained his composure.
Right.
But I appreciate why Green could have gotten upset.
But that was all game he was doing that.
That's what I'm saying.
But this ain't no one isolated play.
Right. And that's a very intimate sport.
Exactly.
You don't be grabbing people, men or women.
No, and at no time.
And we used to men doing it to women, moving
right
through the club, and they put their hand on the waist to be polite and say, oh, excuse me, mom, mm-hmm, I'm coming through. Mm-hmm. Right? But they catch a little feel.
Right. A little catch a squeeze.
Right. Yeah. to what extent are the refs playing the game, and are they upset, right? Do they get upset when the league doesn't follow their lead?
Of course they're upset, but what can you do when these players are paid their per-game salary? It's your annual salary.
Yeah.
What you can do?
Yeah.
Like, bro, calm down. Just relax. Call the game efficiently and fairly. And if you feel like they're getting too loud and rambunctious with you, because they're already a foot taller than you, just call a technical foul. We have police there on scene around the court all game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if these fellas get completely out of hand and grab you by the throat, they can be tased and you have to go back to the locker room.
See,
and probably have to leave the league and your big contract. This is what all these fellas, because when they leave the league,
yeah,
is when they actually speak about how they wanted to choke this one, choke the next one, you know. But he really couldn't do it because of the endorsements and the monies that were coming in. You had kids in school, the best schools in the world at that point, because you're paying top dollar, you know. Like, you're living in these plush, pish-posh neighborhoods.
Yeah.
You have the best trainers, best nutritionists, best conditioning and strength coaches. You have to pay for this.
Yeah. So I thought, okay, Aaron, you're just a biggity woman. You don't like these refs jumping in the game. But now the coaches are also expressing, not just publicly, but very widely, their displeasure with refs and their calls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because you call a game and, you know, and some of these coaches, some of these coaches used to play ball in the NBA. So they know what the NBA should be, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's sad right now that the playoffs are the only time that this new NBA merges with the old NBA, because the refs tend to not call so much ticky-tack fouls. So the better team tends to win when it comes to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, any little ticky-tack foul, like the caller called a little while ago and said, man, fell a foot, was a foot out of bounds and whatnot, and the refs missed it.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to this caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Mr. Green, and good morning to my boy, Mr. Sawyer.
Good morning. Good morning.
I don't give my boy a pre-condolences, right, but the Ravens, we can bring that home to the AFC Central, right, Sawyer? Sorry about all that talk, but
okay.
I noticed, Mr. Sawyer, with the game with you all in Green Bay, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, I like the white boy McCaffrey, but he surprised me, but that beast you all have, what his name is, Samuel?
Yeah.
Boy, if you all go without him, I can be scared for you all, you know, because you all can need him, you know that, right?
Yeah, man.
Come on, man. Yeah, listen,
he can be there.
Sawyer, you all can need more than McCaffrey. You're going to need McCaffrey and the referee. But I saw where, I didn't like the call where they tried to put the unnecessary roughness on the, they didn't get, I don't know if it was a linebacker or a corner, or might have been a linebacker outside, but that quarterback, I thought, did a face mask when they gave you all that penalty. I thought, I think you all have a good second. It was number two. But it was a face mask penalty because the guy tackled the quarterback, but the quarterback started to hold on the guy's face mask. They never seems to want to call a face mask hold. You could actually hurt someone by holding the face mask. You see what I'm saying? I don't know if you saw that play.
Yeah, man. We escape out of that one, to be honest. Hello?
Definitely do. But listen, I got a text from the mayor. He said, first of all, thank you for your awesome support. Sawyer boy.
All right.
The turd.
All right.
Junior from senior.
Yeah.
They took Samuels out to prove that the 49ers have weapons.
Yeah, see,
to win a game on the line.
See, I like when my listeners are actually paying attention to the callers. So that way, you know,
yeah,
they can be answered appropriately.
There you go. Let's go, caller. Good morning. How you doing?
Hello, yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. I'd like to say anybody who pulled up for the 49ers should know that when it comes to Debo injury, they got a thing named toradol shot. Anything within, like, a broken bone or a torn ligament,
mm-hmm,
or soft muscle stuff, you can play. Because that toradol shot, that numb you out for a week. And then,
yeah, man.
I want to see if Lamar them win, right? I want to see if he get choose to do the little advertisement to see you go to Disney World. Because, you know, we're from Central Casting. So I would see if they can, you know, try to choose some ancillary type player who look more like, or sound more like the Disney World type of advertisement thing, you know?
I was just about to get to that. One thing about Lamar Jackson, he has stayed true to who he was when he came in the league, right?
Exactly.
So he got plenty of fellas, you know, like the RG3s.
Yeah.
RG3 came in the league, long hair. You know, he had the chains, he had the earrings, all these things. Then he became corporate.
Right.
Yeah, like, because
like
it's the only way.
Like Kels.
Right, you know, it's the only way that you can get your name out there for sponsorship. That's why Lamar Jackson really, he doesn't really have too much sponsorship, you know.
You know, right,
he jumped up on the podium.
He, like, how they say his mother is a representation, right? And they said he was going to be able to negotiate a financial deal. And he was able to, with his mother, and probably, I don't know, probably say, well,
right. Yeah, Mike, because he doesn't have an agent. Yeah.
Yes.
Right. His ma sat down and organized the deal.
Yeah, yeah, my the son is intelligent despite the way he speaks, man.
Yeah, so, yeah, Mike. He from South Florida. That's all it is. That's a Florida boy.
All right. You got that Geechee.
Yeah, that's all he is, a Florida boy.
Yes, I'm about to say. Somebody from the Ministry of Youth and Sports and Culture and Tourism is already on the phone telling him, listen, I mean, everybody's go to Disney World. You could come.
You come to the Bahamas.
You could go to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
For winning the Super Bowl. You know?
Yeah, I'm going to the Bahamas.
Let's take this last call. Producer, let's check out, see who it is. I got a couple more texts. It says, good morning, Aaron. TV Bethel did sound better than them Saxons last night, though.
Yeah, but the Saxons are two straight winners. Next.
Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Morning. How you do?
Morning to that Sawyer San Francisco 49ers.
Yes.
Boy.
Morning, sir.
Yeah, I want you to know something.
Yeah.
Samuels, the Green Bay was beating you all with him and without him. I want you to understand that. Y'all scrape and y'all ease out of that game by a prayer. I want you to understand that. Okay? Now, when Detroit finished with y'all, I will hear from you. And I'll see you on the Naughty Show today.
I'll see you there, buddy.
I ain't finished with you yet.
Good.
I ain't finished with you yet.
Good. Please don't.
I'm being easy on you because you with Miss Green today.
I'm
having a little respect for Miss Green.
Oh, no problem.
Then you get on the Big Boy Show today with Naughty and Pearly.
I'll see you 4:30, brother.
I'll see you there.
I'll see you there.
I appreciate you, sir.
You're decent, Miss Green.
Yeah, and I in the women's league, y'all go run on in the men's singles.
Yeah,
yes,
get a problem.
Yes,
sir.
Got a problem.
Listen.
I need for him to understand, though. I need for him to research the game that ended in the catch. Have him research the game that ended in the catch.
Okay.
You tell me what Joe Montana did for that game.
Listen, we all out of time. I just want to say, I'm not in the habit of telling people not to call my show. I want you to appreciate that I'm not going to share why I asked Mr. Fountain not to call my show. I want to thank all of the callers who continue to call, even when we don't agree on things, because we do not have to agree on things to reason together as brothers and sisters. Okay? Mr. Sawyer, congratulations to the 49ers.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's
did what seemed to be impossible, but we made the impossible just that possible.
Listen. You know? It's okay.
And the mystery dolphin,
now,
he loved to call it.
The Dolphins won the Super Bowl in week. What week we won the Super Bowl in?
Week 3.
70 points.
Week 3.
That's right.
Week 3.
I just pray that
that's
Odell Beckham does not outplay y'all for the Super Bowl.
He got to reach the Super Bowl first. He got to go through number 15.
No, Mahomes, eh?
People fail to realize that boy good, you know.
And not just Mahomes. He have to go through Mahomes, Kelce, and Taylor Swift.
Good
morning, America.
He's a bright-skinned boy.
You guys have a wonderful day. This has been...
You know, Bahamians don't really like red people.
This has been On the Clock with Aaron Green and Mr. Eric Sawyer III. Thank you, Mr. Sawyer.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Tell my friend
weekend.
Bruno we missed him today.
Yeah, well, he had to go to work, man.
Yeah, there you go. Waking man.
Yeah.
Have a great day. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.